step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Now back to Ian Furness on Seattle Sports Radio 950, KJR.
All right, we got a busy show today, exciting show today. By the way, coming up this weekend, you want a little college football? We got college football for you.
I'm sorry, did you say we have college football this weekend?
That doesn't make any sense. College football coming up this weekend, my friend. Yes, we do. Did you think we don't? Is that what you're thinking?
Well, I thought you were lying to me, but I guess I'll take your word for it. You are the man on the radio.
We do have college football coming up this weekend. In fact, the Division I-AA.
FCS, Ian. FCS.
I know. I'm old school. I call it 1-AA. South Dakota State Jackrabbits in action this week. They're taking on Delaware in one of the semifinals. It's on ESPN. Luke Schleichner is the offensive coordinator, passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach for South Dakota State. He joins us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline. And fans out here in Seattle are saying, why are we talking to Luke? I mean, go Jackrabbits, but what's going on? And the reason we're doing that is because you know a guy coming to Seattle, although the Hawks haven't confirmed it yet, by the name of Cade Johnson, who is a dynamic player, and he'll be coming here as an undrafted free agent. So, Coach, first of all, thanks for popping on with us today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. I appreciate it, and love to get on here and share a little bit about Cade. He was a great one for us.
Tell us about Cade Johnson and what Seahawks fans could expect to see when they see him in a uniform and working to try to make this 53-man roster.
Well, Cade was an underdog out of high school coming here. You know, he came to our program as a walk-on, undersized. And, when he got here, it took him some time to work up into the position that he was. But, he was fortunate. He had some great older players and, Dallas Goedert, who went on to be a second-round draft pick of the Eagles. And then Jake Wenneke was a receiver for us, that spent time with the Vikings and then was a runner-up for Newcomer of the Year in the CFL the last time they played. So Cade had a couple of older receivers to learn from, and, he soaked it all up. Really his freshman year, he was an All-American kick returner for us. And then sophomore and junior year, he was an All-American receiver. So just had an unbelievable career, undersized guy, but I guess the best comparison I could make to someone your fans would be real well acquainted with is Doug Baldwin, because Cade's an undersized guy, that underdog. But, I think he showed, even if you see some of his Senior Bowl clips, he's explosive off the line of scrimmage and can really give people fits.
I don't want to get Doug upset on the off chance he's listening today when I say this, but my understanding with Cade is, as great as Doug was, that Cade might be a little more explosive. Maybe kind of talk about what his attribute. He's 5'11", 184. So I wouldn't say he's that under. Heck, somebody, is it, who was it? Tutu Atwell? Who was it, Ken? We were just talking about the other day. It was 149 pounds. There's a receiver drafted 149 pounds in the NFL.
Tutu sounds right.
Yeah, so I mean, 184 pounds, he's not all that undersized. But what kind of player are they getting in terms of speed, quickness, explosiveness?
Yeah, well, the great thing about Cade is that he can go up and high point the ball too and go get it. So he didn't just play in the slot for us. He played on the outside too. So he plays bigger than he is. And, I think it showed, I'm not a stats guy, but I think he was 18 yards a catch or something crazy like that when he was here with us. And, had, I think his sophomore year had something like 18, 19 touchdowns. So he's just super dynamic with the ball in his hands. And, he was a guy that we game planned to get him the ball in space, and he's one of those guys that the first guy never gets him down. And, so I think they're just, the Seahawks fans are going to be excited. And, I think Cade will have a great opportunity. And, I know he'll come in with a chip in his shoulder. I think the last mock draft that Mel Kiper did had him as like a projected third round pick. So I think he was expecting to be drafted, but, things happen for a reason. And, you know, he'll be ready for his opportunity.
Luke Schleissner is the pass game coordinator, wide receivers coach at South Dakota State. Kate Johnson, his former player, reportedly coming to Seattle as an undrafted free agent, a wide receiver, kick returner. Why do you think he wasn't drafted? I mean, I'm asking you a hard question, I know, but, you know, I mean, the NFL draft is a weird science sometimes. It's not as if FCS players don't get drafted. Last I checked, there was one drafted number in the third spot overall this year from your friends up north in North Dakota State. So why do you think Kate did get bypassed?
Well, I think it was a little harder this year with no NFL combine, and then you know, Cade did his pro day here at South Dakota State, and you know, unfortunately, was you know, maybe about a third of the way through and strained his groin running the 40-yard dash. So it wasn't anything major, but it was enough that, you know, in talking with his agent and the scouts there, they just didn't think he should push through and try and do anything more. So I think that, you know, may have had a part of it. Just, you know, obviously that's tough when I think we had scouts from 18 different teams here that day, and you know, he didn't get to go through and really show what he can do. So I think that was part of it. And then I don't really know the reasons why. I just know it's a tough job, and I really look at their job with the combine, the draft is really like we do in recruiting. You know, we do the best we can, and you just really never know until you're there. And I feel like there's a little bit of that in the NFL draft too. It can be a first round draft pick, or it can be an undrafted guy. You just don't know until they're there in your program, and how they develop and how they learn and their motivation. So
I'm fascinated by the fact that he was a walk-on, and I mean, I think, you know, we hear a lot about that, walk-ons, preferred walk-ons, especially at the FBS level, and, you know, I mean, with big schools, Pac-12 or SEC, what have you, out here, and we hear about, you know, guys going and becoming really good, you know, really good college players after walking on. You know, what's the process of walking on at an FCS school? Because is it a preferred walk-on status as well, like where you're on the team, you're just on a scholarship? And to me, that's a lot of heavy lifting. That shows the character of a kid. He wants to play football. He wants to play college football at the highest possible level if he's walking on.
Yeah, you know, our walk-ons here are really, we recruit them very heavily. We have some some Title IX and gender equity type things at our level where, you know, our roster is capped at 110 guys, you know, so we have 85 guys on scholarship, and then we can only have 25 walk-ons. So it's a little bit different. You know, Cade, you know, his father played at the University of Nebraska, and he could have walked on there. But, you know, Nebraska has, I don't even know if they have a roster limit. You know, they have 140, 150 guys on the team, something ridiculous like that. So, you know, there, when you're a walk-on, you're kind of a true practice body. You know, we're here, we, like I said, we recruit our walk-ons. You know, Cade had Division II scholarship offers. You know, he was a guy that we thought very highly of, and, you know, he came here, and it didn't take him long at all till he was on scholarship. And, you know, like I said, by his redshirt freshman year, he was an All-American kick returner, you know, had two return touchdowns. I think out of high school, he's maybe about 160, you know, so he was just, you know, undersized and, you know, needed to get in the weight room a little bit.
Now just under 200 pounds, 184. Can he return punts?
He can, yeah. You know, he's dynamic in the return game. And, you know, it was one of those deals here. You know, his sophomore year, he was electric for us. And then his freshman year, he was electric for us. And his sophomore and junior year, we used him a little less in the return game. You know, we still used him some. I know he ran one back against Minnesota that got called back, but he, you know, just the nature of it, he was our best receiver, so you're trying to find him some rest, too. So, I think it's that same deal of you want to get him the ball as much as you can, but you also got to be selective of the situation.
And he ran the ball a few times, too. I saw you actually a few rushing attempts. This is a guy we can see. Seattle's got that offense. He'll probably run a little fly sweep, a lot more motion. It sounds like he's a guy that could really fill that role, too.
Yeah, he was really dynamic in that part of the game for us as well. You know, we really just tried to design ways to get him the ball any way that we could in space. And, you know, last year we had some injuries at the quarterback position. So we had to be really creative in finding a way to get it to him, because it was a little tougher for us to throw him the ball as opposed to the year before when we had an All-American quarterback.
I'll wrap it up with this. He was a finalist for the Walter Payton Award. That's the FCS version of the Heisman. If you're in that conversation, you're a special football player. What kind of young man is he? What kind of character man is and gentleman is he?
You know, Cade was very involved in our FCS or FCA program here. He's really outgoing, dynamic personality that way, likes to have fun, and loves to compete. You know, he's not afraid to talk a little trash in practice and in games. So I know, you know, he won't be intimidated going to the NFL level. He won't back down. He'll get in there and compete and, you know, work his butt off to hopefully make the team and be a big contributor.
Well, Luke, I appreciate you popping on with us today. I know it's a busy week. It's a game week. You got the University of Delaware. That's the Blue Hens, right, this weekend?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. So it's the old Joe Flacco's alma mater. So it'd be a big game for us, and they're a heck of a football team, and you know, not a team that we really know much about from out on the East Coast there. So we're learning as much as we can, and can't wait to get those guys in here Saturday.
In honor of Joe Flacco, in your tape study, have you seen is the unibrow a part of their uniform now?
Stop it, Kevin. Get in control. I'm excited to see. I mean, how is spring real fast? Just because we saw spring football out here, you know, our friends across the state, Eastern Washington, played. They were in the postseason for a week or two, and then our Division III schools out here played a shortened spring, you know, kind of late winter spring schedule as well. How has it been? Because I know for a lot, and our high schools, by the way, Luke, just finished. Like our high school kids just finished in the last couple of weeks. So I know just playing games was a bonus, and kids and coaches just wanted to play games, and that was a win. How has the spring football treated you guys?
Well, it's been great, and my hat's off to our team. Our team, since the season started, we have not had a single positive COVID test this spring. So our guys, you know, have done what they needed to do and kind of lived in their own little bubble and done what they had to do. And these guys, they put in so much work that, you know, I felt terrible for them when the fall season was canceled. And, you know, it was one of those evolving discussions where, you know, it looked like everybody was going to cancel and then FBS ended up getting to play and everybody else didn't. So, you know, I'm just really happy that the NCAA and our conference and FCS got together and said, we're going to do a spring season and do a spring championship for these guys, because our guys they've worked too hard. And, you know, as a player, you know, practice is great, but man, it just, nothing compares to the games. And, you know, so for these guys to get this opportunity and they're having a blast this spring season, and we have a really talented team. So it's one of those two, when they canceled the fall, you know, it's always super disappointing, but especially when I knew we had a championship type team, you know, they could compete to win it all. It is even more disheartening. So I'm just so happy for our guys that they're getting this opportunity this spring.
Well, we're rooting you on this weekend. Congratulations. I know, listen, as a parent of a high school kid that just finished up a senior year, I know how important it is just to play. And great on you guys to get that and make it work and make it happen. Good luck against Delaware. Hopefully we're watching a championship game with you next week. And thanks for talking about Cade Johnson. We appreciate it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.